It's 20 to 8, and Sky wasn't lying. Guys, we had there's a Springbok.
I know.
There's a shark in a Springbok sitting right over there, the Hollywood Bay Sharks. And Springbok, Jordan Hendricks, is in the room. How's it, Jordan?
No, I'm good, thank you, and yourself?
I am very well. I'm feeling much. Listen, I'm being spoiled today. I've got crumbled cookies and sharks and Springboks. What a jewel.
It's amazing.
What a jewel. Sky, thanks, buddy.
Yeah, no, listen, Jordan, I know that I invited you, but then I'm not there, bro. It's just duty calls, bro. Duty calls. But thank you for pulling through and coming to have a chat with us.
No, always a pleasure, man.
100%. So listen, we're gonna get into the rugby stuff in a bit, and we're gonna talk about the Champions Cup. We're gonna talk about you coming back home and everything you've done, which is wonderful in the world of rugby. But we also, I feel like we kind of need to get to know you, right? So we have some quick fire questions that we're gonna shoot at you, and you just answer first thing that comes to mind. Okay, you ready?
Okay, perfect.
Okay, so first question: who's got better hair between you and Jaden?
Definitely me.
We've had a few words that we've stumbled over, and we talk about it this week. What is the one word that you have trouble pronouncing?
Yeti. Of lately, nothing. Nothing I can think of. Yeah.
What was that word? Scintillating. We were struggling.
He said nothing. He's nothing. Why are you adding words?
You know
you
what?
Can
might
say.
As well. Might
anyway,
as well. He's going to be a broadcaster, Jordan, as well. Look at
it. Where did you go on your last holiday?
Durban, actually.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, just outskirts of Durban.
Nice. Yeah. That's the lovely thing about living here. You can do that. If you could be transformed into an animal, which one would it be?
A lion.
Respect.
A lion. Yeah, we saw that. You tried.
Yeah, you tried,
and then it became a shark offer. So, you know. Who will score the most points for the Sharks this season?
Yo, that's a tough one. I would say my Pimpy.
Okay. What are you watching at the moment? Series, movies, what are you into watching?
Just recently finished Outer Banks.
Okay, and
very good.
Are you a binger, or do you not have time to binge? How do you watch a series?
Yeah, I'm quite, in terms of binging, I watch series weekly. But it's tough because sometimes series only come out once a week, so you have to wait.
Yeah.
I try to keep myself busy with other series as well. So, yeah.
Okay.
All right. What's your go-to karaoke song?
Yes, I'm old school. So anything old school, it could be Never Too Much, could be Dance With My Father Again by Luther Vandross.
Oh, Ventura. Nice.
Oh,
nice.
Yeah. Oh, he's a big softie.
You sound like you can sing. So tell us, speaking of being a softie, finish this phrase: the way to my heart is?
To being honest.
Oh, nice.
Integrity.
And this is not on the list, but the woman in KZN would like to know, are you single? Are you married?
Can they?
No. I'm in a committed relationship.
Sorry, ladies.
Sorry.
Committed.
Oh, wow. Let's have a look at our Nielsen meter. Like 100,000 women just left right now.
Sorry.
Just like that. Couldn't you have just lied? It's fine.
No. He just said he wants honesty.
And integrity. Yeah, yes. Fair enough. Jordan Hendricks from the Hollywood Bet Sharks is joining us this morning, head of the European Rugby Champions Cup game this weekend. We're playing Exeter Chiefs this weekend?
Yes, we are.
And on the way next, we'll take Jordan down memory lane. Sky he's got a little clip of something. He wants to try and see if you remember when this moment happened. I'll give you a heads up. It's long before you were with the Sharks. All of that coming up.
East Coast Breakfast.
Get quiet, stats. Yeah, you have some charging under pressure.
Is it high?
It's
over! It is over! Jordan Hendricks has just become the most favourite allegiant action with a kick at the dead, the final play of the game to win the game for Glenwood High School, 27-26 against Erika Janssen. I've always wanted to witness something like that. And wow, Dad, I'm actually not for it.
No, I do remember that. That was at the Kersney Easter Festival, my final year of our school, so yeah, against Erika Janssen, a kick to win the game, and yeah, just blessed to have the opportunity.
Yeah, it was so crazy, Darren, because I was like, hey, he's in matric now, I'm going to talk to him because he's going to be at the Sharks, and then he went to the Lions, and then 5 years later, he's back. I can replay this moment.
No, definitely. Yeah, just, you know, it's good to be back.
I don't know if this guy's just like testing your knowledge or if he's flexing that he's also a school's commentator for Super Sport. But anyway, Jordan, you and your brother Jaden, right? You recently became the 36th set of brothers to play for the Springboks. Now, I know you've played with your brother in many, many forms of the game. But what was that like when you were both in green and gold and you're both representing your country for the first time against Wales? Like, how did that feel?
No, I must say it's unreal. I think any sibling would, you know, want that or dream about, you know, playing for the international side together. And it's also a dream my father wanted for us, and it was something special, and I hope, you know, for the future that there's many, many more to come.
For sure.
Yeah, well, yeah, I think there will be plenty more to come. I know that obviously the competition in the Springboks now is pretty tight. I mean, 51 players. I have to ask you that question, right? In terms of everyone is talking about that Rassie, you used 51 players for the Springboks this year. As a player, like, surely it is a bit tough to get a bit of consistency, or are you just, you know, zoned in and ready to go when you're called upon?
I think every player that joins is zoned in. It's just, you know, getting used to the system as quick as possible. And, yeah, they wouldn't call any guy up that shouldn't be there or that doesn't fit the system.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's all I can say in terms of that, because I'm not a coach, I'm not a selector, but that's all I can say. They just back every single player that comes in. And, yeah, just the environment just allows a player to express himself and just do your best, you know, for your country.
So you're not a coach, you're not a selector, but you can answer this one. Sharks, Curry Cup champions, Challenge Cup champions. You played a massive role in that Curry Cup. There's been an epic start in the URC. How deep, and be honest, how deep can this Sharks team go?
No, look, we set a lot of goals, you know, for this season, especially, you know, after turning the tide last season and winning a Challenge Cup. Yeah, we look forward to it. We just urge all the fans to come out on Saturdays to support us, and we just want to make them proud. So, yeah, on our bucket list, I would say, is definitely the URC and Champions Cup. It's going to be difficult in terms of how we manage players and stuff like that, but that's definitely something we want to give back to Durban and just, you know, bring back the pride, you know, to Hollywood Bets, Kings Park.
Speaking about bringing it back to Durban, Jordan, let's talk about last week and this week. 33,000 people at the Shark Tank. It is pretty epic. It's amazing to see. What makes the Durban crowd so much better than any other crowd in the world?
I must say how vibrant the people are. it's always fun. You know, the atmosphere at King's Park is something else. I don't think you can expect it at any other stadium. And yeah, we're just thankful for all the fans coming out. And, you know, sacrificing these Saturdays because there's so much to do in Durban, going to the beach specifically with the weather being so warm every single day. But, yeah, it's just something else.
And Jordan Hendricks, I want to actually say to you, normally when it's game week, it's tough to get any Sharks player, but to get a quality player like you in here in the studio with us, chatting to us ahead of a big game like this. Thank you so much. Yeah. Thank you for joining us this morning.
Thank you so much, guys. Enjoy the day.
There you go. Sky, well done to you as well. Wow, you scored us a Hollywood Bet Shark and a Springbok just for a little bit of a chin rag on a weekday. That was absolutely amazing. Good luck with the game this weekend.
Thank you so much, guys.
Darren, Sky and Carmen on East Coast Radio.